Welcome to Things Are Going Great For Me. My name is J. Claude Deering. I'm an actor and a comedian. Most likely you have no idea who I am, but you'll definitely know my guests. I admire artists because they're taking an enormous risk with their livelihood and with their sense of self-worth, and they've got a great sense of adventure. And I've always wanted a place to talk shop when it comes to the arts, so I've interviewed many of my successful friends about the intersection of career, art, and life.
My grandmother was an actress in the 30s and 40s, and I introduced my mom to Quentin. Quentin knows everything about my grandmother.
And I was like, oh my God, Lin-Manuel Miranda watches our show.
Yeah.
And everybody at work was like, who dat? And I was like, ugh.
Oh, really?
Man. Yeah, because Hamilton hadn't come out yet.
The class is filled with people doing internships at law offices and banks and all this stuff.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And I'm coming in and writing papers about doing like KY jelly wrestling scenes with Will Ferrell in a basement.
Oh, come on.
Meanwhile, the older kid is like freaking out because his mom's making these sounds like, ugh! And he goes, ugh! He doesn't know what the hell's happening.
The energy level is just, it's crazy. It's so intense. But there's also nothing like it in the world. Performing live on Broadway, it's incredible. It really is. It's such a privilege.
I knew Emmy announcements were coming out, but never in a million years thinking anything. And he said, I want to congratulate you on your Emmy nomination for our show. And I said, uh-huh. I said, hold on a second, because I'm thinking it's one of my, you know, idiot friends just screwing me over, you know, mocking me.
A bunch of us directed plays from Susan Laurie Parks's on 365 Days, 365 Plays project.
Yeah.
And I did one that was sort of like some Adam and Eve scene. And I like had the idea to, you know, like fill the entire black box theater with like apples.
Amazing.
Which is nonsense.
Isn't it cool I get to say that I won a Pulitzer?
Amazing.
I mean, I didn't totally. I was part of the staff, and the two producers who made the story that won, or who we technically say won, but I think I could say it on like a Hinge date.
So check it out every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast from.